Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a company that's absolutely central to the digital world, ASML Holding. Recently, Deutsche Bank set a pretty ambitious price target for ASML shares at 1,000 euros. This isn't just a small bump, it's a significant signal of confidence in the company's future.
That's right, host. A 1,000 euros price target is a major statement. It really underscores the critical role ASML plays in the semiconductor industry, which is the engine of so much innovation we see today. It suggests they see tremendous growth potential ahead, not just for ASML, but for the entire advanced chip manufacturing sector.
Exactly. And to understand that optimism, we need to start with ASML's most recent financial report card, their third quarter results. These numbers weren't just good. They were remarkably strong, showing the company is performing exceptionally well across the board. It provides a solid foundation for why analysts are feeling so confident.
Definitely. Looking at those Q3 results, the revenue figures really stood out. They not only met but often exceeded what analysts were predicting, which points to a very robust demand for ASML's incredibly complex machinery. This wasn't just a small improvement, the growth trend was genuinely healthy.
And it wasn't just about revenue, was it? The company also delivered impressive net income and earnings per share, highlighting their strong profitability and operational efficiency. A key metric that really speaks to their operational prowess is their gross margin. A strong gross margin shows they're managing costs effectively while producing these high-value, sophisticated machines.
Absolutely. That strong gross margin is a testament to their engineering and manufacturing expertise. But perhaps the most telling indicator of future prospects, especially for a company like ASML, is their order book. Given that their machines cost millions and require significant planning by customers, a robust order book is like a window into future revenue streams.
And ASML's order book in Q3 was exceptionally strong. This signals sustained demand for their equipment well into the future, which is vital. These aren't just impulse buys, they represent years of planning and significant capital expenditure from their clients. Imagine looking at a chart right now, you'd see a very healthy upward trend in ASML's Q3 revenue, beating expectations.
It really paints a picture of a company hitting its stride. And if you listen to their Q3 earnings call, the management's confidence was palpable. They spoke about strong demand, that robust order book, and their ability to navigate supply chain challenges, all reinforcing that positive financial narrative.
Now, let's shift gears to the bullish outlook that Deutsche Bank is basing that 1,000 euros target on. It's not just about the Q3 numbers, impressive as they were. Analysts are looking beyond the current statements and seeing a long, bright runway for ASML's growth, fueled by major, ongoing trends in the tech industry.
That's the crucial part, isn't it? They're not just saying ASML had a good quarter, they're saying ASML is positioned to be a winner for years to come. A key element of this outlook is ASML's own guidance for the upcoming quarters and the full fiscal year. Companies with long sales cycles and substantial order backlogs tend to provide relatively reliable forecasts.
This visibility, as it's called, gives investors a greater degree of certainty about future revenues and earnings. And ASML's guidance, when combined with their strong Q3 performance, really does point towards continued growth. But beyond ASML's specific forecasts, the broader industry trends are incredibly supportive.
We're living in an era defined by data, artificial intelligence, and the ever-increasing demand for computing power. AI, in particular, requires massive amounts of data processing, which in turn necessitates more advanced and powerful chips. High-performance computing, or HPC, is another massive driver, powering everything from supercomputers to cloud services.
These applications are pushing the boundaries of chip design, requiring smaller transistors and more complex architectures, precisely what ASML's technology enables. This relentless drive for innovation means companies need to constantly upgrade their manufacturing capabilities. ASML's lithography systems aren't just tools, they are essential enablers of this innovation.
And let's not forget the geopolitical factors that are playing an increasingly significant role. As nations seek to bolster their domestic semiconductor manufacturing capabilities and diversify supply chains, there's a growing impetus for investment in advanced chipmaking facilities. This directly translates into increased demand for the very equipment that ASML provides.
This brings us to ASML's truly unique market position, and it's a big reason for Deutsche Bank's confidence. They hold a near monopoly in the critical area of extreme ultraviolet, or EUV, lithography. This isn't just a competitive advantage, it's a technological moat so deep and wide that it's virtually unassailable by any competitor in the short to medium term.
The sheer complexity, the astronomical R&D investment required, and the decades of expertise mean that ASML is, for all intents and purposes, the sole provider of this indispensable technology. Deutsche Bank analysts would have certainly highlighted ASML's ability to capture value from this technological leadership, pointing to their pricing power.
They would have scrutinized ASML's competitive advantages, emphasizing the immense barriers to entry for any potential rival. Think about the multi-billion dollar investments and the years, even decades, it would take for another company to even attempt to develop a comparable EUV lithography system. It's a monumental undertaking.
And Deutsche Bank analysts would have also identified potential upside catalysts, events or trends that could further boost ASML's stock price. Things like accelerated adoption of AI, breakthroughs in chip design, or even favorable government policies supporting semiconductor manufacturing.
If you picture the semiconductor value chain, ASML sits squarely in that critical manufacturing segment, specifically at the lithography step. This step is arguably one of the most complex and vital. Their position isn't just important, it's foundational to the entire industry's progress.
And you often hear terms like visibility and predictability associated with ASML's business model. This reflects the long-term contracts, the substantial pre-orders, and the essential nature of their products, giving both the company and its investors a high degree of confidence in future performance. It's a very stable business, despite the industry's reputation.
Now, let's really dig into what makes ASML's technology so special. At the heart of their dominance and Deutsche Bank's bullish outlook lies their groundbreaking technology, extreme ultraviolet, or EUV, lithography. To truly appreciate ASML's position, we need to understand what EUV is and why it's so revolutionary.
Lithography, in essence, is the process of using light to etch intricate patterns onto silicon wafers, creating the circuits that form computer chips. For decades, the industry has relied on deep ultraviolet, or DUV, light sources. But as we've strived to shrink transistors, making chips smaller, faster, and more power efficient, DUV light has started to hit its physical limits.
This is where EUV comes in. EUV light uses a wavelength of just 13.5 nanometers, which is dramatically shorter than DUV. This allows for the printing of incredibly small and detailed features on the chip, which is absolutely essential for the next generations of processors and memory.
The complexity and cost involved in harnessing EUV light are astronomical. It's not like swapping out a light bulb. EUV light is generated by a highly complex process involving lasers hitting tin droplets in a near vacuum. This requires incredibly sophisticated optics, precision engineering, and stringent environmental controls.
The development of these systems has taken decades and billions of dollars in research and development. It's a testament to the perseverance and ingenuity of ASML's engineers. Consequently, each EUV lithography machine comes with a price tag often exceeding hundreds of millions of dollars, reflecting that immense value and technological sophistication.
This immense R&D investment and technical complexity have created that technological moat we talked about. It's not something that can be easily replicated. The sheer capital required, coupled with the deep, long-standing relationships ASML has cultivated with the world's leading chip manufacturers, makes it nearly impossible for competitors to enter this specific market segment.
They've worked hand-in-hand with giants like TSMC, Intel, and Samsung to refine this technology. The impact of EUV on semiconductor advancement cannot be overstated. It's the linchpin technology that allows chipmakers to continue Moore's Law, enabling those smaller, faster, and more power-efficient chips. Without it, the advancements we've seen in smartphones and AI would not be possible.
It is absolutely essential for the manufacturing of the most advanced logic chips and memory, the very components driving our digital revolution. So, while ASML's EUV technology gives it this unique advantage, it's important to place the company within the broader context of the semiconductor equipment market.
This industry is known for its cyclical nature, with demand for chips and equipment rising and falling with global economic conditions. However, ASML, particularly with its EUV dominance, has proven more resilient than many other players in the ecosystem. Its customer base is truly a who's who of the semiconductor manufacturing world.
Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC, is consistently ASML's largest customer. As the world's leading contract chip manufacturer, TSMC relies heavily on ASML's machines to produce the most advanced chips for clients like Apple and NVIDIA. Then there's Samsung, another major player in both memory and logic chip production, who is also a significant purchaser.
And Intel, despite its history of vertical integration, is making a massive push to regain manufacturing leadership. They're investing heavily in advanced nodes, making them an increasingly important customer for ASML. The strategic importance of these relationships cannot be overstated, they are symbiotic.
When we talk about competitive threats, it's crucial to differentiate. For EUV lithography, the threat landscape is very limited, as we've discussed. However, in other segments of the semiconductor equipment market, competition is more robust. Companies like Applied Materials and Lam Research are significant players in deposition, etching, and inspection tools.
ASML also competes in the DUV lithography space, where other players might offer alternatives, though ASML remains dominant there too. The long-term question might be about entirely new paradigms of chip manufacturing, but for the foreseeable future, EUV is the standard for leading-edge production.
Geopolitics is also a significant factor. Export controls, particularly those impacting sales to China, have created complexities. ASML, being a Dutch company but reliant on US technology for its EUV machines, must navigate these regulations carefully. However, these same geopolitical shifts can also create opportunities, like government incentives for domestic chip manufacturing.
In fact, a significant portion of ASML's revenue, often around 40-50%, comes from its top three customers alone. This highlights both the concentration and the critical nature of these relationships. It's a delicate balance they manage.
While the outlook for ASML is undeniably bright, it's essential to maintain a balanced perspective by acknowledging the potential risks and challenges. No company, no matter how dominant, is immune to headwinds. Geopolitical tensions remain a significant concern, as the landscape is constantly evolving.
Further restrictions on technology exports could impact ASML's market access or its supply chain operations. While ASML has been adept at navigating these complexities, it's an area that requires constant vigilance. Execution risk is another area to consider as demand surges.
ASML faces the challenge of ramping up production to meet that soaring demand. Delivering these incredibly complex, multi-million-dollar machines on time and to specification requires flawless execution across its manufacturing and supply chain. And they are continuously developing next-generation systems, like High-NA EUV.
Any delays or significant technical hurdles in the development and rollout of these future technologies could present a risk. Customer concentration, while a sign of their indispensable role, can also be viewed as a risk. Relying heavily on a few large customers means any significant shift in their capital expenditure plans could have a material impact.
Customer spending cycles are an inherent part of the semiconductor industry, and while ASML's technology is critical, these cycles can still influence order volumes. And then there are broader economic factors. A significant global economic downturn could dampen demand for semiconductors across the board, leading to a slowdown in orders for manufacturing equipment.
While ASML's position in the leading edge offers some insulation, it is not entirely immune to such macroeconomic shifts. Looking further out, the question of technological obsolescence always looms. While EUV is the current state of the art, the relentless pace of innovation means that future technological paradigms could emerge.
However, given the decades-long development cycles and the immense barriers to entry, this remains a very long-term consideration. Despite these potential risks, Deutsche Bank's €1,000 price target suggests they believe ASML's strengths and the prevailing industry tailwinds significantly outweigh these challenges. They see that unique advantage as a robust buffer.
So, how does ASML realistically reach and potentially surpass that ambitious €1,000 price target? It's a culmination of the factors we've discussed, painting a picture of sustained growth and technological leadership. The core drivers remain the unwavering demand for advanced chips and ASML's unparalleled technological moat.
As the world becomes increasingly reliant on AI, 5G, IoT, and high-performance computing, the need for smaller, more powerful chips will only intensify. And ASML is the gatekeeper to producing them. This indispensable role grants ASML significant pricing power when only one company can provide the absolute latest technology. They have considerable leverage.
ASML's ability to command premium prices for its EUV systems is a direct result of this unique position. Furthermore, ASML isn't resting on its laurels. The company has a clear roadmap for continued innovation, with the development of high-NA EUV systems representing the next frontier. These will enable even smaller feature sizes.
These advancements will open up new possibilities and create new revenue streams. ASML is also playing a crucial role in enabling new chip architectures, like chiplets and advanced packaging techniques, which are essential for future computing performance. Broader market sentiment also plays a role in valuations.
Investor confidence in the semiconductor sector, and particularly in companies perceived as foundational to future technological progress, can significantly influence stock valuations. ASML is undoubtedly one of those companies. When analysts construct price targets like the €1,000 from Deutsche Bank, they use various methodologies.
This might include discounted cash flow analysis, projecting future earnings, or using price-to-earnings multiples. Regardless of the specific model, a target of €1,000 reflects a strong belief in ASML's sustained growth trajectory and its ability to generate substantial future profits.
Ultimately, ASML is more than just a stock or a company. It's a linchpin in the global digital economy. Its technology is fundamental to the advancement of nearly every sector, from communication and healthcare to entertainment and defense.
As we look towards a future increasingly shaped by artificial intelligence and advanced computing, ASML's role will only become more critical. And that, in essence, is why Deutsche Bank sees a clear path to €1,000 and potentially beyond, because ASML isn't just selling machines. It's enabling the future.